Wow. All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. And we're going to get to your calls in 1 second. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And I believe we're live, too, again, Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. We are dealing with the creepy flowers that Alex got on Monday. Started out with 9 red roses, 1 black. And now here we are today. We just confronted on the air Alex's harasser, her stalker, whoever it might have been. We know who it is. It's Travis, who actually is the producer with Buster in the afternoon. And let me clarify something. I get when you think things are fake or made up. This is not fake. This is not made up. This really happened. We got our local management building involved. We got the IMPD involved with
this. There was a huge meeting of them telling us to stop talking about it on the air, because if this person was real and they were going to come after me, whatever, they were feeding off the attention, so we needed to just stop talking about it. And right when that happened, and they said, and we're getting the police involved or whatever, literally in that same conversation, it was held in front of a bunch of people, Travis being one of them, and as soon as they said, we're getting the police and all of these things that we're talking to right now, that's when Travis said, well, it was me. So that's why we're giving you the closure. Otherwise, we were about to completely stop talking about it because, yeah, we thought it could be a real stalker out there that was going to come after
us. And we were not going
to
feed into it anymore and, like, give him the pleasure and stuff like that. And, Travis, we got to figure out how we're going to punish you right here. Do you have any suggestions of what we could do?
Oh, me?
Yeah. We're probably not going to do what you suggest, but do you have anything? Like, what do you think a fair punishment should be? What should we, do here on the Joe and Alex Show to teach you a lesson? Hopefully teach other people, too, that it's not funny to, scare and, stalk and harass people.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I could just, like, I don't know. Obviously, I got to do something for Alex.
I think you have to do it for, like, Alex and everybody.
And everybody in the building. Maybe something humiliating. But I can't really think of what that is.
Okay.
At this time.
Well,
so
there's inspiration. Let's talk to Natasha this morning on line one. Natasha, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Yeah. I think he had really good intentions. He just didn't think it through.
Mm-hmm.
Like how some men don't. They don't think things through, which causes them to get into the stuff that he's into now.
Then what do where do we go from here now, Natasha?
Like he really deserves some type of punishment.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking myself as y'all was talking. I'm like, what could they do? But yeah, she was really terrified, and I've been in that situation.
What happened?
What
happened at your job? So Travis and other guys listening now can understand.
Well, I had a person who was infatuated with me. I worked part-time at Kohl's.
Okay.
And he was delivering me flowers. He kept coming in. He wouldn't leave me alone. Then he was waiting for me when I got off work, and I get off work at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh my gosh, no way. That is my biggest fear.
To the point where there's a guy that worked in one of the shoe departments, had to walk me to my car on a daily, and the police did get involved, and he got banned from the store.
Wow. Thank goodness nothing really bad happened to you. That's crazy.
No, it didn't. But thank God I had nice coworkers who walked me to my car. One person literally followed me so far to the interstate, and then he exited off, and I went home.
Well, that's nice. Well, then you agree then how serious it is. We've got to come up with some
serious
punishment.
Yeah, all right, 317-239-1009. That's what we need. And Joe and Alex are on Twitter. What is the punishment? What do we do? Let's go to line number 3 this morning and talk to Gina on the Joe and Alex Show. Gina, what do you think?
Well, I think since he committed such a childish act, I think he should go to, like, as a probation, go to some schools and talk to kids about making bad decisions and about and tell his story exactly what he did. And I think that would be good for him.
Someone says for his punishment, send him to a scary haunted house and leave him there for an hour. Someone else said,
should we send him to Joppa? Should we send him to Joppa?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
actually, I want to visit Joppa. Can I do that?
No.
Please? No,
you can't want to be punished.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I'm totally terrified of Joppa.
Well, shut up, Travis.
All right, yeah,
okay,
talking.
Carly said bring Alex chicken nuggets every day for a month. Nicholas said put him in a dress and take him on a date.
I like that.
Molly said, write a sincere apology letter to Alex and management. I think that's still too easy.
I know. I'm surprised. Ginger on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
So he's definitely in the wrong. Mm-hmm. And my thing is I kind of feel bad for him a little bit because he got called out on air. But
What would you, maybe, like, what should have happened then? Like, I mean, like, please don't make him the victim
in
this situation.
Yeah, because we had no idea who it was, so obviously we're talking about it.
He's by no way the victim. I'm just saying, I feel bad for him because he got called out. I just happened to turn it on, and my daughter's like, what's going on, Mom? And I'm like, I don't even know. And, but anyways, maybe you should just make him feel the same way that he made you feel. I mean, that's the only equivalent solution.
Like an
eye for an eye? I don't know how you would go about that. Yeah.
So
we, I mean, it was honestly, there's no way around it. It was wrong. It was definitely wrong. And he's obviously going to get in trouble by work as well. So
yeah.
Jen tweeted us. She says, how do you punish a dude that still lives with his parents and 9 siblings?
Is that not punishment enough hearing that?
Tiffany said, make him wear a sign in his underwear outside saying what he did and make him walk around downtown, which would be great. We could send him to the circle.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah, we could
Travis! Get...
All right, well, we're not doing that, then.
All right, not that. Donnie
Producer
said...
Producer MYK.
Okay. Oh, I was about to say what Donnie said. Donnie said he needs to shave off one of his eyebrows, and Mercedes on our Facebook Live says, he's cute.
Mercedes!
What up, Mercedes?
Wait, hold on. Maybe there's something we could do with that, and I don't know if it's everything, but that way it's kind of like a distinguishing mark, you know, when you recognize somebody. Right now, you're a good-looking guy, Travis. What if we, I have shavers and clippers at home, we shave on one side, like, half of his facial hair, then the other half is still there, then we do the other side, the other eyebrow, then on his hair, we buzz the other half, so it's like side to side to side, like a squiggly.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a distinctive mark. You'd be like, that's the guy.
Do you have chest hair, Travis?
Of course he doesn't.
Yeah, I do. All
right. Show the camera your chest pubes.
Because I'm thinking, what if we had somebody come in and wax it and just rip it right off?
You have like 3 chest hairs.
That's not enough.
It'd be a waste of wax.
It would be. That's not enough. That wouldn't work.
Gosh. All right. Let's go through a few more. We need suggestions, please, because we've got to have a punishment. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Hello. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What should we do for punishment?
Grant Alex 3 wishes.
3 wishes? Like, what would you want, Alex, as a wish? Like, you're going to rub him like a genie?
Well, it's all up to Alex.
Like, but see, that's the thing.
She has 3 wishes.
The things I want, Travis couldn't even grant, because I'd want, like, a shopping spree at Keystone. That ain't going to happen.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, what do we do for punishment here for Travis, who we found out was the person that's been stalking and harassing Alex?
I honestly think that you should take him to, like, the busiest road and make him hold up a sign of shame.
What should that sign say without swear words on it? What should it say?
probably, like, stating on there in big black bold letters, the reasons why people don't harass, and I would make him stand out there in, like, the most revealing lingerie.
How about someone, Brianna said, give him a drag queen makeover. We give him a full wig, outfit, full face of makeup.
But we don't know what Travis does on the weekend. Maybe that's not a big deal.
That's true.
I mean, guyliner, there's all kinds
Stephanie
of stuff.
Stephanie says, you just friend-zoned him. Isn't that enough? No, Stephanie, it isn't.
Ooh, that is true. Is this whole thing, too, because you like Alex, right?
No.
God, please, no.
I do not.
You didn't have a thing for her? I heard you had a thing for her.
Who said that?
Everyone on Facebook right now thinks that's why you did this.
They think that this is the way that you were trying to get with her.
No, this is just a prank, man.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, Joe, it's Emily.
Emily, what do we do? What's the punishment?
Okay, so I think I got a really good idea. I actually met Travis the other day. I went and won a 4K TV from him, so thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem.
I think you should put him in a toga and get Alex a chariot and have him pull Alex around downtown.
I would like to be fed grapes. I've always wanted someone to fan me and feed me grapes.
Oh, yeah, girl, just like that, in a toga, definitely.
You want your stalker to feed you grapes?
Yes. Well, no. Now that you say that, that's more of a punishment for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Co-worker, maybe, but not stalker.
It went from pleasure to pain. That's not right. Hey, thank you. Yeah, she's the only one defending you, and that's because she won like $1,000 or $2,000 TV from you.
Yeah, I think that
she's
we're
like,
gonna...
I like him. He's a good guy. He gave me a 4K TV.
I think you and I and producer MYK and Liv the Web Girl, who's main in our Facebook Live right now. Thank you, Liv. Radio Now 100.9.
Womaning the Facebook
Sorry,
Live.
Sorry, womaning. I think we are going to have to think about it and make it vicious.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Nicole.
Nicole, what do we do with Travis here in the situation? What's the punishment?
I feel like you guys, I like the waxing idea, but I think that you should wax his underarms and make him wear a tank top every day and also wax his legs.
Ooh, that's good.
On air and possibly, depending on how mad Alex is, Make him get his pubes waxed.
I was thinking about that.
Oh, yes, wax the pubes. Hold on,
Travis. I think that would be hilarious. No. And what guy wants to walk around without underarm hair? That's hilarious. Well, people are going to be like, you're creepy.
I like to shave my armpits, but either way. Travis.
Yo.
Don't laugh at my creepiness. Do you have pubes?
Yes.
All
right.
We could
wax butt. That would hurt.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That's even better.
We could get a salon to come in, send their esthetician.
Yes. And make him get his butthole bleached, too.
No.
So now he has to explain it every time.
Okay. No. Okay. Listen, here's the thing. Here's what I want to do. I want people that work with waxing and stuff like that.
Contact us.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can DM us
on Instagram.
Yeah, if your salon,
you get a free shout out on the air. If your salon wants to come and wax Travis's undercarriage.
Everything. You're going to wax his eyebrows, his pits, his his happy trail, his chest.
I think we can leave his eyebrows. We'll leave his face alone, but everything else is fair game.
But yeah, and like the butt hair.
Unless we come up with anything better. But for now, we like this idea. So yeah, joeandalexshow@gmail.com or RadioNow 100.9 on Facebook. Contact us. If your salon wants to be involved with waxing, my stalker.
All right, Travis, make sure you're available tomorrow morning to be on the show, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Whatever's going to happen, the punishment is going to be at 8 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll do it at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, because we have Freak Show Friday tomorrow, so we're going to keep that at 7:30. But 8 o'clock, we'll do Travis's punishment.
All right, cool. All right, Travis, we'll see you in about 24 hours from now, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right, cool, thanks.